Papa San, how are you?
I'm doing good. God bless, you know, every time. God bless you, sir.
Hey, God bless you, too. You've got a new project, My Story. What's your story, Papa San?
Oh, my God. My story is everybody's story. You know, we all face the same kind of trials, you know, in different ways sometimes. You know, and, you know, I just sprinkle my testimony all over the album itself and a bit, some piece of a testimony to share with others. And I know that they can't even identify themselves with all those things, too. So we have been through tough times, rough times, in our life, you know, good times, bad times, ups and downs. So there's so much to share.
Can we expect songs on the project similar to Step on the Enemy, something hot like that? On My Story?
Mm-hmm. Well, most definitely, because My Story is the kind of album where, you know, it kind of bring you back a little and bring you forward at the same time. You know, it's kind of melting two flavor in one in such a way. So we have sung like Step Away, Dancehall Style, you know, and we have sung like God is Love, Reggae, Straight Reggae, Devotion, Crossover Reggae song. So, you know, we kind of want to touch everybody and try to, you know, make sure we appeal to everybody at the same time.
How would you describe devotion? Because it seems like you are more laid back on devotion.
Yeah, the devotion. I really want to get to a place of worship. You know, over the years, I've been doing so much dance and song for over the years. Step on the Enemy, Church House, you name it, Hellbrook Loose, all the way to Jesus My Savior, Pop Style. You know, so much dancehall track. So I really want to take it to back to Smile Again, but not in the same vein, because Smile Again in the past was a hardcore reggae worship track. But I want to take it a bit more wider, on a wider aspect. We can appeal to both sides of the market, and that's why devotion is like that. It's like a dancehall, laid-back reggae dancehall track with a crossover flavor to it. So we can really show that people, we as artists who are reggae artists, we as DJs, what them call it, DJs in Jamaica, you know, we can worship in our own way, you know, and that's what devotion is all about. It's a powerful song. We've been getting some tremendous testimonies about it, you know. Song is doing so much good to other people, and it's been doing very well. I can tell you that, you know, all over.
I like the video, and I like what you did at the end of the video with the sign. Tell us about that, and how did you come up with that?
Well, a friend of mine, we produced stuff together, named Ron Harrison. He's the one who wrote the treatment for the whole thing, and Marcus is the one who shot the video and all of that. So he kind of put the concept together, you know, after he listened to the song. And he's very creative in those areas. And we kind of learned to kind of just venture into that and get it together for us. And it was a blessing, you know, when he put it to us. We know that song, it would do well.
Did you want folks to always remember that God is love?
That's right. The bottom line, that's what it is. He's love. And, you know, his love attached itself to nothing. It's an unconditional love, the agape love. And, you know, it doesn't matter what you do in your life, he loves you the same. He never loves you less. And people need to get a hold of that and understand that.
What other songs can we look out for on My Story?
There's so much song. A song called Glory God is a big song right now in our local market. You know, when I say local market in the Caribbean, local market in the States, local market in Jamaica and Africa. And it's doing pretty well. Devotion is also a song that is doing very good, which was number one in Uganda. The album is doing good in South Africa. But there are other songs. We have a song with Nicole C. Mullins also that is on the track, Shea Lawrence is on the track also. And we have another song called E. Pedita, one of my favorite tracks on the album. That's a very good track, a track that really talks about the crucifixion of Christ and that in him we are complete, that people can able to understand more. That's, you know, it's done already. You know, there's nothing you can add to the sacrifice of Christ. You know what I mean? He paid it all.
Our guest is Papa San. His new project is called My Story. The new single is called Devotion. Papa San, what gets you going? What keeps you moving?
A word from the Lord. That's all. That gets me going all the time because, you know, when you know you get a word from the Lord, you know, it's sweet more than anything else. You know, if a man give you $2 million and you know the Lord just talk to you about something, that's enough. Because his word keeps us. You know, when you read his word and he start minister to your spirit and, you know, just utter a sound in your heart or whisper something in your spirit, man, it's awesome. And that's what keeps me going. Keep me going is a relationship with Jesus Christ. You know, it's to have that relationship, keeping strong enough. And that's what he's able to keep me going. When I read and spend time with him and read the Word of God, and, you know, it really ministers to my spirit. It keeps me going. And also, I can say, you know, beyond that, other than Christ and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, you know, my family keep me going too, because my wife plays a very important role in my life. She's my next half, and, you know, we pray together and we believe together, and that's very important. My children, you know, want to see their dad, you know, doing well, and I want to see them strive. So that also keep me going as a family man.